I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders at the Group of Seven summit in France this weekend have been pushing President Trump to ease global frictions over trade. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Our country is doing really well. We have horrible trade deals, and I'm straightening them out. The biggest one by far is China.
And at a breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Sunday, President Trump said he wasn't hearing any complaints from his G7 counterparts about his tough stance on China.
I think they respect the trade war. It has to happen.
But the British Prime Minister did speak up at that meeting.
Just to register the sheep-like note of our view on the trade war, we're in favor of trade peace on the whole.
The White House says the only second thoughts the president's had on hiking tariffs on China is whether to raise them higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stock markets in Asia traded down Monday as investors processed the latest round of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the United States and China. The slump hit major markets in Japan, China, and Hong Kong. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Trump spoke to reporters as he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of the G7 summit in France. Stock markets. Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept through the region. VOA's Penny Dixon reports.
Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are heading to six Brazilian states that asked for federal help. President Jair Bolsonaro has tried to temper global concern, saying the areas that have burned were already deforested, while intact rainforest was spared. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far this year, with more than half of those coming this month alone. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Harvey Weinstein is due back in court in New York City Monday involving testimony from a Sopranos actress. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them to bolster their case against him with testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says the movie mogul raped her in the 1990s. In addition, a ruling is expected in the change of venue request from Weinstein's legal team, who say he can't get a fair trial in the city. The 67-year-old is charged with raping one woman and performing a forcible sex act on another. Weinstein has denied all accusations of non-consensual sex. It remains to be seen if the new legal wrangling will delay the start of his trial scheduled for September. Julie Walker, New York.
A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Conservative radio host and former Republican congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured. The official SUNA news agency reported on Sunday. Sudan has been hit by torrential rains since the start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
I'm speechless, staring at your